I am a happy person. I live with my eyes turned inward, yet I am aware and unconditionally loving of the world I have created. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I'm a happy person. I live with my eyes turned inward, yet I am aware and unconditionally loving of the world I have created. What does it mean when I say I am a happy person? Does it mean that I go around giggling all the time and say, hee hee hee, and, you know, ignoring the apparent conditions of the world? Well, a happy person creates an outer picture around them of happiness. When you see a happy person, you don't say, gee, what's your problem? You know, you say, wow, what are you so happy about? How nice, you know, to see someone happy, you know. The world should really have more people who are happy. And you say, yes, that's right. The world should have more people who are happy. But you see, happiness is an attitude. Just pure and simple, an attitude. If you have a good attitude, then you are a happy person. Now, we all know about Pygmalion and how she was changed from a street woman to a beautiful society girl, and how she wasn't really too happy about that. And who is our little rose-colored glass girl? What's her name?
Audrey Hepburn.
No.
No? Oh, Pollyanna.
Pollyanna. See, Audrey Hepburn is a very positive lady. Audrey Hepburn only knew how to say good things about people, and she was a very gentle and loving lady, a most amazing person. Well, Pollyanna saw everything through her rose-colored glasses, and she lived through some pretty hard times herself, with her father being a missionary minister in China and other places where she didn't have a lot of things that normal American children had. And so she just learned to live with what she had. And her father always told her, we are always thankful for every little thing that we have, and we enjoy it. Now, a happy person makes themselves happy. They don't, I'm going to be happy. They don't, you know, force it on themselves. They just make themselves happy by thinking happy thoughts. Now, we are talking with Sean today. And Sean was telling us that he's living in a house with some people who have two little children, and they have goats, I think you said, and it's a very busy household. But Sean said he is living in that house which is filled with love. It's a house where everyone is a very happy person, where everyone finds joy in life. And he said the parents had been his friends for many, many, many years before he moved in and was their fourth, fifth member of the house, whole household. And he loves to cook. Now, do you think that it makes him happy to cook? Why does it make him happy to cook? He does what he loves. Now, does he go around being nice to other people? He does, because that's his nature. Does he know how to be unhappy? No. He has no idea of what it means to be unhappy. He may have had some experiences in his life that were tough, as we all have, but if we dwell upon those experiences and concentrate on those experiences, what happened? We relive them. And when we relive them, we relive whatever the unhappiness or the happiness was about it. Now, I recommend that all of us not relive the happy experiences of our life, but we start having more happy experiences. How do you have happy experiences? Well, you live with your eyes turned inward, and yet you are aware and unconditionally loving of the world you have created. We are all the creators of our world, and we create it with our attitude. We create our world of happiness with our attitude. We create our world of sadness with our attitude. I have walked into so many hospital wards, so many people in their sick beds with so many problems. And by the time I get done with them, they say, well, why did you come to visit me? I haven't got any problems. Go see my friend over here. She's got a problem. And because as I talk to them, I tell them how much they have to be thankful for, how much of life that they've been blessed with, of the beautiful family, of the beautiful world, the beautiful experiences, and the fact that they're alive right now, you know? And when they die, then that's the time to be happy in another dimension of life. And that's good too. But even that's not a bad thing. But we each are the creator of all the people in our world. All the people in our world. And if anyone comes in our world who is not a nice person, that's a reflection of ourselves. So we better do some house cleaning. We better do some changing in our own consciousness and create people who are beautiful and good in our world and not people who are going to be unhappy with us or taking from us or hurting us in any way, because we're just doing it to ourselves. I've always made the comment that I cannot imagine anyone in the world not having had the same background I have, the same experiences I have had, the same parents I've had, the same family I had, all the same beautiful experiences in my life, regardless that they were just born, regardless that they're older than I or younger than I. They all went to the same schools I did, went through the same programs I did, and had the same glorious, wonderful, uplifting events that I've had. And as long as I think that, I create them delighting in those experiences for themselves. I create them being happy with everything that goes on in their world. And they are. They are. This goes on continuously. I love it when I travel the world. It's a very demanding thing. You go and live in other people's houses, and you have to get up and go to sleep when they do, you know. And you go and live on some people's floors, and some people's non-existent bathrooms and other things, you know, which is just fine. And so, do I complain? No. Could I have stayed at a hotel or a motel? Easily. Do I? I stay with them. When I'm done, am I richer because of the adventure that I had?
Yes.
And are they richer because of the adventure?
Mm-hmm.
What did we say as we started our meal? Do you remember?
I love
this food. Is healthy for my body and filled with love. Now, I teach them that. I don't say, you must say this because I'm here. I just say, hey, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And they, hey, that's a nice prayer. How's it again? This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And so then we're even in restaurants. And we're sitting at the restaurant, and we all just say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. We don't put our hands up in our air, you know, and pray and say, everybody in the restaurant, look at us, how holy we are, you know. They probably think, ha, ha, ha. And so, but they hear us say, this food is healthy for our body and filled with love. And they listen real close, and then they send one of their kids over to ask us to tell the kid what the prayer was so they could take it back to the mama, you know. But it's a great experience when you are loving, when you are filled with unconditional love, when you are a bubble of happiness and joy. The world is a bubble of happiness and joy. And when you feel sad, the world feels sad with you. They don't really give a damn, but they feel sad with you. Oh, that's too bad. I wish everything was okay for you. I don't really give a darn, you know. But don't tell your problems to others. Most of them don't care, and the rest of them are happy for you. So what you want to do is to live in the consciousness of being a pure, beautiful being. Okay, I'm a happy person. I live with my eyes turned inward to the delight of myself, being myself and having fun. Yet I'm aware and unconditionally loving of the world I have created. And that's the way to live. And that's the way to live because I live that way. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.